Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. As I sit here today, live, bringing this program to you today, there is breaking news out of Oregon. However, most of you are catching this program tape delayed. So you will know more. And I hesitate to talk to you because here's you know the equation. Let me just give it to you. Shepard Smith is repeatedly showing the same thing over and over, map of Oregon with a little dot to where the college is, because there's been a shooting on a community college campus in Oregon, Umpqua Community College, south of Salem, Oregon, about 100 and some plus miles south of Portland and Salem. And they don't know anything. And they're continually showing the sky flyover, the three same police cruisers with lights on, the same person on the phone, and the same map of Oregon. And that's not Shep's fault. It's the only information he has. He's actually covering it pretty well. I've been watching him. Although over the last 2 hours, I'm sure other things have happened around the country that are worthy to break to, but that's not what the news media does. We will talk about that in a little while and why that's important as they set up the next copycat and try to make that individual more infamous than this one, whoever it is. So I tell you this because at the time you hear this, you'll probably know more at that point in time. The news media will know more as to what's happening in Oregon. In Oregon, it's only about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So as the day progresses and as you pick up this radio program wherever you happen to listen to it, unless, of course, you're listening to it live, you'll probably know more. So we're not going to talk about it because we don't know anything about it. But here's what I do know. I will tell you the things I do know. The anti-gun un-Americans are already, and keep in mind, we don't know anything about what's happened here. Nothing yet. The un-Americans are already capitalizing on it. They are already exploiting it. The Huffington Post is already quoting Every Town for Gun Safety, who is saying this is the 45th school shooting this year, which is an outright bald-faced lie by America's largest group of dedicated liars. We've debunked it dozens of times on this program. We'll debunk it again for you in the future. There have not been 45 school shootings across America. It's an outright, flat-out lie. But the left is predictably doing what the un-Americans do, and that is exploiting tragedy. You will see more and more of that, and we'll no doubt talk about their techniques tomorrow, because their fundraising letters are already ready to go out if they haven't gone out already. I subscribe to most of them, so I'll make sure to read them to you when they come across. In fact, I'll check it while we're on the air today to see if I get them coming in. They're usually pretty rapid fire fast when it comes to exploiting tragedy. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that it is a gun-free zone. We already know that. Imagine that. There was another mass killing in a gun-free zone. We already know that. The left is exploiting it. The un-Americans are exploiting it. And the third thing that we can tell you will happen, President Obama and the rest of the un-Americans, the people trying to take away your constitutional rights, will blame you. That's all going to happen. And more than likely, we're going to find out. Oh, and here's the fourth thing we know that happened. The shooter, the killer, the murderer, the mass psychopath murderer has already violated every law on the books. No single additional law would have stopped him, except maybe the following sign. Warning, attempt to shoot up this campus will result in your death. But that sign's not there because it's a gun-free zone. As I do every day, I digress. Let's go to Alexander Rubian. He is the head of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, welcome to the program today, brother. We had a lot to say about New Jersey over the past few days, and I'm glad you and I were talking actually by text yesterday as I was on the air, and I really appreciated that very much. Welcome to the show. It was great seeing you in Phoenix. Tell my listeners why you're here.
Mark, thanks for having me back on the show, and it's always great to see you, and it's great hanging out with you in Phoenix.
Why are you on the show today, Alexander? What was I discussing about that really irked you and all of the individuals who told you, hey, man, Mark's talking about you on Armed American Radio. What was it that guy, because there's a lot going on in New Jersey. Un-Americans are at it big time, yeah, and it's on full display.
There's always things going on in New Jersey. I mean, we talk about an individual school shooting, but literally every day, armed New Jerseyans are being murdered because New Jersey as a whole is a gun-free zone. You know, but it doesn't matter to them because most of these crimes are occurring in, you know, the urban areas like Newark, Trenton, Camden, where just in Newark, the city of Newark itself, there was 130 murders of people that were disarmed, and the choice of how they can defend themselves was already made by the government of New Jersey.
So wait a minute. All of the strict laws in New Jersey are not working. So is that what I'm hearing?
No, but exactly. And, it's just, it's a modern day genocide going on. Every year, hundreds and hundreds of New Jerseyans are being murdered, by gangs, by criminals, by carjackers, by rapists, by murderers. And, their claim to fame is that we have the strictest gun laws. So if there was any other situation, people would call these people insane that, well, we had the strictest gun laws, but look at all these innocent people being murdered every day, but no one does anything about it. It's like saying your house keeps getting robbed because you don't lock your doors, so let's create more laws that make it harder for criminals to break into people's houses. It's just insanity.
You know, here's something I like to point out. There was a story out, Alexander, about should it be illegal to keep a gun in your car? Yeah, okay. It's your property. You can keep whatever property you want in your car. Here's the deal. No, it should be illegal for someone to break in and take your property out of your car. Oh, wait, that's already illegal. Well, he left his car door unlocked. Should that be a crime? No, it should be a crime to open someone else's car and take what's in it. But wait, that's already a crime, whether it's locked or whether it's unlocked. Well, then it's my fault because I left the car running at the 7-Eleven. Therefore, it was okay if he took it. No, it's not okay to take someone else's vehicle just because it's running. There's a law against
that. That's exactly what it is.
So you and I this is akin to saying the skirt's too short, Alexander. Come on.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You and I get blamed for having our cars unlocked, running into the 7-Eleven, but they don't blame the criminal. The same way they don't blame the mass murderer, the psychopath, for committing these crimes, murdering innocent people in the gun-free zone, but, they blame the gun, and now they want to do more gun control and whatnot. So, this is what we deal with, and, what I spoke about in Phoenix was the new tactics we're using. We're not going to start being polite with our politicians and going and having meetings and trying to be diplomatic. You know, what we did with our Senate president's house, we went and just protested at his house, and that led to enormous response from the media, which this innocent woman, Carol Bound, which you talked about plenty of times, was murdered because she wasn't allowed to carry a gun or even buy a gun.
So you went, because that story is great. Wasn't that the YouTube video?
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised how many people in Phoenix didn't hear about it. It's a YouTube video. Instead of our Senate President Sweeney being diplomatic and being responsive, he turns the sprinklers on us.
Okay, hold on a second. We need to set this up. Radio is theater of the mind. Now, I know what you're getting ready to say because I sat there and watched you and heard that. Absolutely hilarious. Not really pathetic, quite frankly, story about, what's his name, Sweeney?
Yeah, Senator Sweeney.
Okay. I say it's funny, but it's actually quite pathetic. Hey, look, they're showing footage of armed police officers walking from car to car to car with dogs. You see, they're going to repeat this footage, Alexander, all day, all day, all day.
All until week, they know all what month. Happened.
Now, I'm sure there's other news in the country that they should be cutting to as they sit here and give the next copycat all of the information he or she needs to pull off the next crime.
Wait, you mean reporting good Samaritans actually using guns in self-defense and stopping a murder and stopping a rape and stopping an assault? I don't think they'd ever report that.
They never will. What they will do is make this killer infamous so that the next one can try to up him at another gun-free zone. It's absurd what we allow to happen in this country right now when it comes to this. It is absolutely absurd. And here, I'm going to make a prediction, Alexander, getting a little bit off track. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I will make a prediction. I went through four things we already know. Number one, the killer already violated every federal and state law in the books. Another one wasn't going to stop him. Number two, it was a gun-free zone. Number three, the left will exploit it for tragedy. They're already doing it, exploiting the tragedy for their own political gain and fundraising.
Exactly.
And number four, the media, Obama, and the left of the rest of the un-Americans will blame you and call for more of what already failed in Oregon. More gun control. Didn't they just pass more gun control? See, I'm not even drinking coffee right now, and I could go just like this for the rest of the day. So let's slow down, and let's go back to New Jersey. Here's what I've got. We've got 30 seconds. Let me set this up. Your Senate president, his address was available. I want you, when we come back from the break, to tell my listeners how you got his address. That's part of the great part of the story. And why you were there and what you were protesting, what his response was, and then when it got picked up and went on YouTube. So when we come back from the break, we're going to hear an absolutely hilarious, it is funny if it weren't so pathetic and true, but it is still hilarious, from Alexander Rubin. He's the head of New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. Is it .com? Alexander?
It's a picture.
Hold on one second. We'll be right back right after this message, brother. Don't go away. Right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Wow, what a day so far. Love bringing this information to you every day. It's my favorite part of the day. I hope it's your favorite part of the day, regardless of what time you're listening to the program, whether you're catching it live or tape delay. I appreciate you being here. It's an awful lot of fun. Alexander Rubian, slow down, Mark. You're not drinking coffee. New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, before the break, your mic gets cut because I know you can't hear the music, and I could hear you back there, not knowing that we were shouting out to you. That's my fault. The website, give out the website. It's nj2as.com. Is that it?
nj2as.com. We're actually launching a new site in about 2 weeks. So we'll have all the updated information, all of our media on there, all forms of activism that we've been doing, and I hope everyone goes and visits. And remember, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey, so we can always use your support. Our membership is $35 a year, and we're kicking butt. We're fighting.
Good. I'm glad you are, because that state needs it and needs it badly. I just joined you guys a couple days ago, as you know, and I made that public, and I want everybody out there within earshot to please throw what they can and help New Jersey. New Jersey is the new Illinois. Illinois has concealed carry. They're still trying to infringe on you. They always will. That's what Democrat gun hater un-Americans do. They come after your rights. Maybe they come after your food. They come after your guns. It's always the liberal, progressive, whiny un-Americans coming after something that you have. Just leave me. Don't tread on me. But again,
exactly.
I digress. All right, let's go back to you and the Sweeney thing. This is a great story. Remember, nobody listening who was not at the GRPC knows what we're talking about. So start from the beginning. Take this segment. Paint this picture. It's hilarious. Go for it.
All right, well, basically, Carol Bowne was a woman that knew as a 5-foot, 95-pound woman, she would have no chance against her psychotic, convicted, violent ex-felon boyfriend who she had a restraining order against. This guy was 6'4", 250 pounds. So I would love anybody to explain to me how she would ever have a chance in a physical altercation with this man. So she knew a gun would be the only way she could defend herself. She applied, and with all the laws that Sweeney supports and wants to make worse, she became a victim of. She had to go and she did have to go ask the police department permission, which was a multiple-step application process. At that point, she had to go through a waiting period and then wait and wait. Almost every day, she was going to the police department saying, this man is a lunatic. He's going to kill me. I want to get my gun. After waiting 30 days, which was a statutory period, and now the town was in violation of not having it done within 30 days, she still waited another 2 weeks. On the 45th day, she was found not shot to death, stabbed to death by this man who later hung himself because he was such a coward. Now, of course, people are saying, well, have a meeting with the senator or have meetings with your legislators. We've been having meetings for about 5 years now with these people, and they don't give a damn. Like, this is
no,
a problem.
They don't care. They don't care. They're not listening to you.
They are not listening. We sit in these meetings. We sat in these meetings. They nod their head, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, we need to have this for protection, to protect innocent people, and we need to do a background check. I mean, it's absurd. I'm sick and tired of doing the same thing over and over again. Basically, I wanted to find out where this guy lives because I was going to his house to protest there instead of doing it at the state capitol or anyone else.
Are you talking about Sweeney? He's the president of the Senate, right?
He's the man. He went out. If you look at Animal Land, wrote up an article which he tweeted that he will never support concealed carry as long as he's Senate president. The reason why he's so important, he's literally the second most powerful person after Governor Christie in New Jersey, is because as Senate president, he picks and chooses which bills he wants to go and be heard and go to the committee. Now, he went out and he said last year he will never support concealed carry. So basically, he will never support a woman's right to self-defense because of his arrogance and his cockiness that this woman is dead.
Even all right, now you went to his, you got his address in the essence of time. You got his address, you found it, and you went to his house and you protested with a number of other members, right?
Within seconds of protesting showing up to his property, four cop cars showed up. The police chief himself, right, left his vacation down the shore to come and personally assist him with protection. Imagine Carol Bound got that kind of protection. She would be alive today. Not to also mention, if she lived in any other state where you can go, you fill out the federal form, you get your background check within, you know, realistically 10 to 30 minutes, she could be alive today. But this man, such a typical elitist, you know, within seconds the cops showed up, four cop cars, the police chief himself, surrounding his house, watching us do nothing but walk up and down and hold a picture of Carol, asking that these laws be changed so that the next woman would not be murdered.
Instead, what was his response to you being there?
Instead of him coming out, being diplomatic, saying, hey, I know there's a big issue going on, we're going to work to fix this. Not to also mention, I was with Carol's family, with his sister, with the brother and sister-in-law, with her own brother. He comes out, he turns the sprinkler system on us to try to get us off his property and go somewhere else. Now, I know he was doing this not to cool us off, but to be antagonistic. Instead, he didn't antagonize us. We're all wearing black in respect to Carol. He cooled us off. The kids were jumping through the sprinklers. They're having fun. This random guy from one of the forums that heard about it, he came by. He dropped off a cooler of ice pops, soda. I mean, that shows you right there the kind of community firearms owners have. So we just started, you know, cooling ourselves off in the sprinklers. I was soaked head to toe, and I videotaped it, and I put it up on YouTube. So if you just Google Alexander Roubian, spelled Roubian, and the word sprinklers, the article comes up and the videos come up.
Now, this thing went pretty, I mean, this went viral. This made national news.
Absolutely. I mean, the reporter called me up the next day and said, within 10 hours of posting this article, it is the number one most read article in New Jersey media history. Because we have, like, basically one company that controls all the media in New Jersey, and they aggregate everything back to NJ, that's in NewJersey.com.
Wait a minute. That sounds communist all by itself. You have one media, what is it, New Jersey's version of Pravda?
It's just crazy. And they're all anti-gun. I mean, just to go show you how biased they are, the reporters actually called me and started arguing with me. Then they wrote an op-ed piece. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. They actually advocated and said, we wished the senator came out of his house and bashed Alexander Roubian's face into the dirt. Like, they're actually advocating for the senator to beat the crap out of me for going to his house and protesting there, because he, in another article a couple years ago, was joking. First of all, he never graduated high school, no problem. But he also was bragging about how he went from chasing women to having bar fights every week to now being the Senate president and calling himself a success story. So,
Alexander, in the essence of time, again, we've only got about a minute before we go to break. How did you find his address? You got 30 seconds. Go for it. How'd you find his address?
Well, in New Jersey, the Election Commission, you can look up your registration information if you put in your name and your birthday. His birthday is listed on his bio on the NJ Ledge website. So I just took his birthday, put it in there, pulled up the voter registration information, and found his address that way.
Boy, he loves giving out everybody's names for firearms owners and permit holders and everything else. But when it comes to somebody finding his as the president of the Senate, who determines which bills are heard or not and people's lives are on the line, doesn't work the other way for him, does it? No, these are elitist scumbags. Alexander Roubian, keep up the fight up in New Jersey, brother. We've got your back. Thank you very much for everything that you're doing. Have a great day, Alexander. I'm Mark Walters, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, New Jersey, man, what a crazy place, you know? Now, far be it from me to tell you not to go there, but I didn't lose anything up there that I got to go in search of. I'll help them fight that battle from afar. Here's my $35. I'm a member of the New Jersey 2AS, as you should be too, really. I mean, if you can afford to do it, do it. That's huge. But before I go any farther with you, lots to talk with you about today. You know, like the hurricane, they don't know what it's going to do. I love watching the news when they can't tell you anything. I just sit there and crack up. It kills me. They have no clue where the storm is going to go. They don't have any idea. They've got, look at the spaghetti model. I mean, they just blast it. Stuff's all over the place. We are not as intelligent as we think we are. And as far as the Colorado hurricane researchers, here, watch this. I predict in 2016, there will be 14 storms. Four of them will reach major hurricane status. Mark that down. Mark that down. Oh, but wait, you know what they get to do? They get to change their prediction throughout the year. So 2 months into the hurricane season, when there have only been four storms, they say we're revising our predictions. We think there's only going to be nine storms and only three of them will be hurricanes. I mean, that's not fair. Make a prediction and stick with it. Ride it out, baby. See what happens. You don't get to change your bets. Man, you throw your money on the table in Vegas, you're either going to win it or they're going to keep it. You don't get to say, hey, wait a minute, before she rolls, let me take that money off there. No, it doesn't work that way. But that's what liberal professors do. Let's make a prediction and then we'll change it midstream. I have no idea how I got on that subject. We just don't know anything. We know nothing.
That's funny.
But I am old enough to remember the cover of Time magazine with the woolly mammoth claiming we were heading into another ice age. So all of you suckers who fall for this global warming crap, there's a large group of us out there that are just laughing at all of you as you feed your money to them, which is what they want, more grant money, so they can keep coming up with dopey stuff, because that's what keeps these goofballs employed. There. Now you have the whole world solved by old Mark A. It's easy enough to do. Let's go to USCCA on air. The coolest promotion that this organization does is underway right now. Win one of the guns. Oh, here it is. It started today. See, this is great stuff. Hold on. Let me find this for you. I have to read this for you. Gun a day promotion. The USCCA is giving away one gun every single day for the month of October. One gun a day. All you have to do is activate your USCCA membership to be entered to win the gun of the day. Head over to USCCA On Air. That site is going to be updated at any moment. It might even be updated during this program. One new gun every day for the entire month of October. Activate your membership to be entered to win. Activating your membership will not only give you a chance to win a brand new firearm, it will also provide up to $1.1 million in insurance protection for you. Now, I sat in on a video conference today. I am not yet at liberty to discuss the email that was read during that video conference. But I will tell you this. It was a USCCA crisis counselor who received a middle-of-the-night call from a member who was forced to use a firearm to defend his life and his family's life. His attacker died. The first call that person made was to the USCCA crisis team. Within minutes, the attorneys were on the phone, and the system was working and had his back. It was incredibly powerful. I am seeking permission to read that email on the air. That's not something that I would do without permission of a few people that I need to do that. But I want you to hear it, because the backing of that insurance is huge. If you've made a decision to carry a firearm, man, oh man, let me tell you, God forbid you have to use it. That's who you want having your back. But you'll also be in the running for the gun a day. And you know, the odds of winning those things are pretty strong. I mean, it's not like you're talking 50,000 people a day. And we've had Armed American Radio winner or listeners win these amazing promotions as much as $5,000. So USCCA On Air, make sure to check it out. If you've been thinking about picking up one of the three insurance packages, now is absolutely the month of October is now the time to do it. You know, you want to get one for your wife? Don't do it the same day. Get you today and get your wife tomorrow, and you get two chances to win the firearm. See? That's how you think. All right, let's go back to New Jersey for just a minute. They have problems up there. Significant problems in the state of New Jersey. They're not going to get fixed overnight. The story that Alexander was telling you about was yet again born from horrible tragedy. My life is in danger, Mr. Sheriff. I'm following, or Mr. Policeman, Mr. Police Chief. I am following state law, and I am asking, I want you to think about this, as a free human being who only wants to defend against a convicted felon who has been stalking her and threatening her life. Not, I think I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And the police know who he is. They know his background. He's been in the slammer. He's been in Rahway, for Christ's sake. He's been in Rahway. The guy's a convicted felon. I have to beg you, Mr. Policeman, can I please get a permit so that I can defend my life? May I? Here, fill out this paperwork. You know, you'll know in 30 days. 30 days. 30 days comes and goes. No response. You go back and beg, Mr. Policeman. Please, Mr. Policeman, it's been 30 days. That's what the statute says. Please, sir, will you give me permission to exercise my constitutional right, my human right to defend my life by choosing to exercise my constitutional right? Please. I don't know what to tell you. You got to wait and see. 45 days later, you're dead. Dead. Because a policeman and the legislature wouldn't give you permission to defend your own life. Now, I don't know about you, but gosh darn it, somebody should be held accountable for that. Somebody should be held criminally accountable for that. Someone has to pay for that. Police chief? Kind of tough to do that if he's following the law. It's tough. Clearly, the law has to be changed. I don't know enough about it to know if there are any exceptions that say, you know what, I'm going to give you this now. Don't tell anybody. But a state legislature and individual legislators, when we see time after time after time, this incredible abuse of American freedom in this state, somebody must be held accountable. The governor? Sweeney? Who calls for his private security because he feels threatened because his constituents are out in front of his home exercising their First Amendment rights? He doesn't like it? So the guy turns the sprinklers on? It backfired. We're talking about it here, as are many, many other people. This woman's dead. But we have to force accountability. We have to do this. Man, if that doesn't anger you, I just don't know what else to tell you that does. I'll be back in just a few moments. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues, filling your prescription for freedom from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
President Obama has been briefed on the murder in Oregon. The president has been briefed. You know what that means? That means we need to come after your guns, because he has had to do this too many times. Stand in front of this microphone. Because the Republicans won't pass common sense gun safety measures to keep this from happening. But wait a minute, Oregon did pass common sense gun safety measures that they wanted. Bloomberg made sure to buy them, and they failed. The same ones that failed in Virginia that were already in place. You know, the background checks. I can tell you that the psychopath is killed. There was an exchange of gunfire apparently between he and police, and he is dead. He was a college student, I guess, and he was neutralized. That means he was filled with holes and killed. There is a real possibility that he could have been filled with holes and killed earlier, before so many people were killed. But this was a gun-free zone, and law-abiding Oregon residents were paying attention to the law. The criminal wasn't. How many times do we have to see this over and over again? Gun-free zones are murder zones. Gun-free zones are killing zones. And I can promise you, we will see the same similarities from this murderer to previous ones. Selected because it was a gun-free zone. And we'll wind up, there will be warning signs. I'm understanding that there was already some dopey tweet sent, don't go to school in the Northwest. I don't know if there's the connection. It's too early to tell. But clearly, that's a little bit coincidental for my liking. But we will find out the same things that happen every single other time. And here's the kicker. This murderer, just like every other murderer, cannot be stopped by legislation. Cannot be stopped by laws. Isn't going to pay attention to the progressive unicorn sign written in unicorn-pooped fairy dust that says no guns allowed. That isn't going to happen. No liberal legislature and no dopey liberal governor can sign enough laws to stop evil from acting. Because you see, here we go right back to evil again. The liberal progressive mindset has not yet come to grips with the fact that evil exists. They're still sniffing unicorn fairy dust. Let's just drop flyers and ask for peace. Can't we all just get along? No. No, it doesn't work that way in the real world. We should pass another, what's the favorite line? Well, we have to do something. Pass another law? A criminal ignores another law. A gun-free zone is a killing zone. And the way I see it, there are two options. Allow everybody to defend themselves and get rid of gun-free zones. Or the rest of you huffpos who don't like guns, stand up and tell us the truth. Then let's have that battle. You don't like my Second Amendment? Amend the Constitution. Let's go. Let's have it. You will never legislate evil. Period. No criminal will pay attention to it. The numbers aren't in. Campus shooting at 10 to 15, they don't know. They're just reporting what they're hearing from multiple sources. Same photograph, same stuff, over and over again. What are they calling this one? Rampage. You know what we do? Let's go over to HuffPo. Have you been to HuffPo yet? And taking a look at this. This is what I want you to do. Let me see if I've gotten an email yet from the. Have I gotten an email yet? Not yet. Haven't yet gotten an email from Every Town for Gun Safety, but I will. And so will you. If you've done what I asked you to do and head over there and get on their mail list, now would be a really good time to do that, to see what they have to say. According to Huffington Post, they are quoting Every Town for Gun Safety as saying, this is the 45th school shooting in America, which is an outright lie. They have included domestic disputes in parking lots across the street from schools at 3 o'clock in the morning. They have counted janitor suicides in sleeping quarters at 3 a.m. They have counted drive-by gang shootings in the middle of the night near a school as a school shooting. This would qualify as a bona fide school shooting, someone who walked into the school and attacked it. We don't know why. We will find out. You will also see the similarities to the previous murderers. Guarantee it. You will see the same predictable response from the un-Americans. Guarantee it. And what might that response be? Coming after you. Because they don't have a solution. Because there is no way to stop evil. Except this. Understand it exists. Realize you are powerless to predict it. Powerless to stop it. And the only thing you can do is be prepared to defend against it. Should it come to you and visit you at a time and place of its choosing, because that's what evil does. No law will stop it. No unicorn's horn is sharp enough. No fairy dust powerful enough. Nothing they say, nothing they do can stop evil, period. No metal detector will stop it. No buzzer will stop it. No law will stop it. No legislator will stop it. No president who bloviates from a lectern will stop it. I've had to do this far too many times. Well, you won't have to do it again in 404 days after the election. Well, until the next inauguration, which is the next election's for 404 days. So be glad. Soon we will be rid of you. And you won't have to worry about it anymore. Because the only thing they want is your freedoms. And they will use this as a tool. Now, those are the things that are predictable. They will fundraise before everything is known. They will fundraise. They've already got it written. They're chomping at the bit. You're going to get an email, and it will say something like this. Sign the card with your email address so we can forward it to every legislator in Oregon who already passed our vaunted background checks legislation, who we've been praising for the last 3 months, who did something to stop this, which we saw how ineffective it was. Then they trap you. Then they've got your email address. Now they start pounding you for money. These are un-Americans. The un-Americans are at it again. You watch. I'll see you right back here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios tomorrow. We'll talk about it when we know more. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Defend yourself against evil.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.